Greetings and blessings, faithful followers of bbtemple.org worldwide. Usually, I begin with an audio or perhaps a video clip, but when I did a search for today's lesson entitled, Today is Sunday, all I came up with was a song by Mariah Carey, an online gift shop, and an RV park by the same name. So, I guess the Lord is telling me to move on and get to His Word ASAP. So let's do just that, shall we? Today we find our scripture in the book of 2 Peter. O holder of the golden clicker, change that slide if you would, please. Thank you. And we should have a verse in front of our eyes. And it reads, But do not let this one fact escape your notice, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is a thousand. One day is like a thousand years, and a thousand years like one day. Now for some context. This is the second of three letters written by the Apostle Peter, with the express purpose clearly stated at the beginning of chapter 3. You don't even have to guess, it's entitled Purpose of This Letter. And it reads as follows. Beloved, this is now the second letter I am writing to you, in which I am stirring up your sincere mind by way of a reminder to remember the words spoken beforehand by the holy prophets and the commandment of the Lord and Savior spoken by the apostles. Now, at the time of the writing of this particular letter, 30 or maybe even 40 years had already passed since Christ's resurrection from the dead. So people are questioning whether Christ is coming back or not. Where is he? Where is he? Now, at this point, I chose to consult a commentary, this from Gill's Exposition, just for some additional insight into what's going on that you're not able to glean from just a straight reading of the passage. And it really enhances your understanding of what's going on. So let me share this with you. Referring either to Psalm 90, verse 4, or to a common saying among the Jews, founded on the same passage, it is, quote, the day of the holy blessed God is a thousand years, unquote. And this is suggesting that between, 30 or 40 years had already elapsed, like we talked about, since the promise was given out that Christ would come again, and should even a thousand, maybe 2,000 years, maybe if they happened before the coming of Christ, there should be no objection to the accomplishment of the promise. For though such a number of years is very considerable among men, yet not with God, for whom a thousand years and even eternity itself is but a day. So they're comparing it to their context, thinking as God thinks. Don't be questioning 30 years or even 40 years. It's all the same to the Lord. So Peter, being a Jew, used something that his audience would clearly understand. They got it. And now today, the 2,000 years later, as suggested in the commentary, have come to pass. We're 2020 years past, right? 2022 years past. And maybe up until about 24 days ago, people were saying the same thing about the return of Christ. They're saying, where is he? But now, with what we see playing out in Ukraine, scoffers ain't scoffing no more. And while there is still time, I pray that they take full advantage of God's generous gift of generous offer of salvation. Indeed, that's where we come in, peeps. For a life application today, I would like to share with you a true story to reinforce the power of our awesome Lord's perfect timing. So, kind clicker person of the day, change that slide. Thank you. Now, here's a picture of a DTS commemorative brick honoring Judy Dixon, who actually spoke at our church not long after we joined in 2008. Judy went home to be with the Lord earlier this month after a long fight with cancer. And in the process of honoring Judy's extraordinary life, I had an opportunity to reconnect with two other former classmates, Gwen and Marguerite. Now, Gwen, I've not seen for 15 years, since my graduation in 2007. And I also got in touch with Marguerite, who actually worked at Juliet Fowler Homes and told me about a resident named Evelyn Trogill, who used to be Mama Ruth's next-door neighbor. Remember that? Kathy. We did have her here. And I'm hoping that I'm having the pictures in the PowerPoint. I'm recording this up front. And because Evelyn did join us for worship, probably 2008, 2009. And I did get to visit her at Juliet Fowler Homes while I was still driving before her homegoing. How cool is that? How extremely cool is that? But back to the time warp theme. I have a funny but sort of a sad true story. After the DTS ceremony, Gwen and Marguerite and I planned to get together for lunch, but since I don't drive, I invited them to come to our home. But somehow, in my mad scramble to prepare for their visit, you know, you gotta wash your hair, you gotta clean the toilets, I sprang forward 24 hours. And I moved our luncheon date from Monday to Tuesday in my mind. Wow, talk about awkward. Because Gwen called me to say that they were on the way. And I didn't answer, thinking that our meeting was the following day. So Gwen finally sends me a text and she says, we're on our way. And I reply, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'm getting ready. And she said, it's today. Oh, my goodness. But graciously, they rescheduled for dinner on Tuesday evening. And Beloved got to join us for a delightful dinner and a sweet, long overdue fellowship indeed. So though I jumped not just one but 24 hours ahead during the time change, God richly blessed our fellowship indeed. And what should our takeaway be for today? I think it's simply this. Oh, anointed clicker person, please, if you would, just one last time, change that slide. Here's our takeaway for today. I wanted to show you that the takeaway is actually the next verse in the passage. How cool is that? And it reads, "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." Oh, precious peeps. Somebody out there other than me, I hope, needs to hear that delay is not necessarily denial. And in fact, it may be his desire to bring an even greater blessing in the future. Nevertheless, it is also a gentle reminder that though God has eternity, for us, time is limited and time is precious. Oh, some of you precious peeps know that all too well. But I'm urging you, just do not hesitate to take action and take full advantage of the opportunities presented to you while there is yet precious time here in the land of the living. Oh, Heavenly Father, we do thank you for that awesome gift of this time that you've given us. And we're all too aware that when we are called home, those opportunities to take advantage of that time here in the land of the living are gone forever. And so we just pray, Lord, for the wisdom, for the courage and the strength to do what we need to do, to act, and know that today, someday, don't put it off for someday out in the future. Do it today. Do it now. And do it for your glory. In the precious name of your Lord, of our Lord, your Son, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you and praise you, Lord. Amen.